Listening Library presents Spells and Sleeping Bags by Sarah Milanowski. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. Chapter 1. All aboard! I'm pretty sure my camp knapsack is not supposed to be levitating off the sidewalk of Fifth Avenue. Whoopsies! I make a somewhat discreet lunge for one of its red straps and plant it back next to my feet. Tee-hee. My mother, who is fortunately too busy eyeing the parked camp buses lining the street to notice my infraction, asks, "Do you know where you're going?"
"Yes, Mom,"
my sister says, rolling her eyes.
"We know how to read. We're both on the same bus. The sign says, girls grade 7 through 9, and since that's both of us, that's where we're going, unfortunately."
Miri is not happy about being shipped off to Camp Woodlake in the Adirondacks for 7 weeks. She'd much rather stay in the city, free to spend the summer as she pleases, helping the homeless. That's her cause du jour. Unfortunately for her, she can't help the homeless when she is being sent to a summer camp filled with spoiled rich kids. Those are her words, not mine. I'm perfectly happy to spend the summer with spoiled rich kids. No, wait, that didn't come out right. What I mean is, I'm perfectly happy to be going to camp, because I'm perfectly happy doing anything these days. Deliriously happy. Jumping on couches like they're trampolines happy. Why? Because I'm finally a witch. No, not witch as in mean or cranky. I don't pull my sister's hair or rip off her Barbie's heads. Not that either.